Get away from her, you bitch!
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Ian, freeze! Get the cannon! Get rid of the fire!
Dear Sam, hippie.
You're listening to DMR.
I'll be throwing one of these in with every purchase of $500 million or more. It's a piece.
Hoo-wee. I don't think I was ready to go through this trauma yet again. The Last of Us. Now, this game came out almost a decade ago, I think. I played it about 2014, 2015, and people, it literally shaved 5 years off my life. Seriously. I was that emotionally invested in this particular survival horror game. I've been playing games since I was very young, being 5 years old back in 1990 with my first Sega system, so that shows my vintage, no doubt. However, I've played a fair few survival horror games like Resident Evil and all that jazz, but this one took the cake. So basically, we follow Joel and Ellie through the wastelands of a post-apocalyptic zombie viral fungal outbreak, so to speak. And spoiler alert, Ellie is immune somehow. She's bitten in the series and in the game as well, but she is basically Earth's last hope in terms of finding a cure so they can kind of reverse this zombie fungal outbreak, so to speak. So when I heard that they were doing a adaptation for the game up on the screen, I was very, very excited, but also very concerned as well, because as we probably know, the adaptations for games and movies, probably about 90 to 95% of them have fallen flat. So how did The Last of Us rate as a series via HBO? So let's talk about it. But before we do, let's go over our main sponsors, which is Manscaped and, of course, Pure Spectrum.
You just can't get enough of the Pure Spectrum products. Seriously, have a look at those dark blue little bottles of goodness. So the Pure Spectrum team's mission is to improve the quality of life by connecting people to the healing powers of the hemp plant. They've also got their Black Label Pure Spectrum creams. Very, very good stuff. Also the Endo Pet as well, keeping your pets, dogs and cats nice and chill there. So put the 15% off code DEWEYCBD. That works store wide. They've got a huge range, creams, oils, gummies, you name it. So jump on that website, you won't be sorry, and use that promo code for 15% off. Cheers. And we continue with the Fresh Ball 4 for Manscaped, the Performance Package 4.0. This package has got everything, seriously. I've been using it for a number of months now, part of my daily and weekly hygiene routine. It is very, very good stuff. So use that promo code, as you can see on the screen there, which is DEWEY20. That's DEWEY20 for 20% off, and it works store-wide. Make sure you grab your Performance Package this Easter. So, The Last of Us, as I mentioned, it is a very, very popular game, came out on PlayStation. I think it's on the other platforms as well. I played this a few years, I think, after it came out, and I heard the hype around it, and seriously, my wife, she was concerned with the well-being of myself, because I was basically screaming and yelling at the TV with what this game put me through. So I have played the second one. There's a second one that has come out. I'll touch on that a little bit later. So we've got Pedro Pascal. He is the main character in this show. He's been in a hell of a lot of series, being Game of Thrones. He's also been in Narcos as well. He's one of my favorite actors. So he's on the rise majorly. So he's cast as Joel. So Joel has a pretty dark past. So in the series and in the game as well, we do see how the outbreak basically starts. He does have a daughter. Spoiler alert, the daughter passes away. She gets shot
by some armed guards or armed soldiers, something along those lines, when the breakout takes place. But he has a pretty dark past after the outbreak happens. He's very well known for killing a lot of people, so he doesn't have a squeaky clean record. So he is basically put in charge of taking Ellie across this wasteland to a group called the Fireflies to basically see if they can get her to create some type of antivirus or vaccine or something along those lines so they can kind of reverse these things. So what I did love about the show is that they really honed in on how this virus started via a fungal outbreak, I think in China somewhere, and it rapidly takes over the world very, very quickly. And the cinematography in the show and in the game are very well known. So in the game, it looks beautiful to look at. And so when I say it looks beautiful, where you've got nature that has basically taken back the population or the cities around the world, similar to I Am Legend with Will Smith, where you've got all the greenery and grasslands and animals running around in the city. So it's pretty cool to witness. So they did a pretty good goddamn well job of portraying that up on the screen in the series. So I really did like how they had that, because as I mentioned, a lot of these video games, they really stuff it up and they let fans down who love these games, and they put them up on the screen and it's just a big mess basically. So then we've got Bella Ramsey playing Ellie. So the first few episodes I wasn't convinced, because the look of Ellie with Bella is a lot different to what we saw in the game. So right off the bat, I was like, I don't think the casting on this one is too good. However, as the series rolled on, Ellie is a very much a smartass, and she portrayed Ellie very, very well up on the screen. So by the end of it, I think it was episode 8 or 9, I was convinced that she was Ellie and portraying the character Ellie that I know and love from the game. So these two, the character development from Joel and Ellie up on the screen, or Pedro and Bella, works very, very well. Despite his own daughter passing away, he does care a fair bit for Ellie, and he knows that she is immune. So his job is to basically guide her through this wilderness of all these different types of zombies. And the three main ones is the infected, which are quite quick. They run after you and basically eat you to death or whatever along those lines. Then you've also got the clickers. So the clickers are basically got this big fungal mass on the top of their head, so they can't see, they're blind. However, they use a certain type of sonar, so they've got very acute hearing. So when these things are around, you've got to be very, very quiet. Don't move, because as soon as they hear something, they will lock onto you, similar to the monsters or the aliens in A Quiet Place, and you are basically dead. They are very, very hard to kill, even though if you've got a lot of ammo. And that's another thing about this particular game and show as well. So with games, I always put them on the hardest level because I want to be challenged, make it more realistic, and it's very scarce with the amount of ammo that is out there. So they portrayed that very well up on the screen in this particular game, or series, should I say. So whilst we've got a whole heap of different types of zombies, there is another massive threat, probably more of a bigger threat than the zombies themselves, is that you've got a hell of a lot of bad people that are out there. Survivors, cannibals, people that really don't give a crap about the survival of the human race except themselves, and obviously where their next meal is coming from, or where their next set of bullets or cachet or vehicle is coming from, and they will kill you straight off the bat. So that was also very well portrayed in this series as well, and did remind me a lot of the game, especially a lot of the sneaking around in the shadows and whatnot and taking people out. So it's pretty cool. So episode 3 of this series was dedicated to a gay couple, two men that have this shanty town or this fortress-like town set up, and Ellie and Joel do come back there after the episode is over. I won't go into too many spoilers, but whilst this was a pretty decent episode and everybody was talking about it, there was two things that I felt were out of place. So these two characters aren't main characters, so they focused a whole episode on them, And also, they aged extremely quickly. I think the time frame was about 16 or 17 odd years or something along those lines. And from where they start up until where they finish, they age dramatically. So I thought the aging was a bit off on that. Again, great episode. I did enjoy it because it had people that, you know, were together sharing their experiences over a long period of time in a post-apocalyptic world. So it was pretty good, but again, I felt it was a little bit out of place. So I'm nitpicking on that aspect there. But all in all, I did feel that the film or the series or the cinematography, what they had up on the screen, was a very good adaptation from a game to a screen. So it's probably the only one that stands out in terms of how well they did. In terms of this series stacking up, how did it go against The Walking Dead? I used to love The Walking Dead, don't get me wrong, with Rick being the main character. He bowed out, I think, in season 8 or something along those lines, and we had Negan in season 9 with the episode with the bat. But after that, they really did push the envelope. Seasons, end of season 9 or 10 or 11 or something along those lines. I didn't watch the last two seasons because they were just doing the same stuff. And that is where shows can go wrong. I think the sweet spot is really 6 seasons. If we have a look at the successful ones being The Sopranos and Breaking Bad, I'm pretty sure they were both 6 seasons. So hopefully this won't happen with this particular show. So the verdict, it was really good to see this game come to life in an 8 or 9 part series. Very well casted with the particular two main characters being Ellie and Joel. The cinematography was awesome to watch. Beautiful landscapes, especially some of the scenes in the game where you've got giraffes that are running wild. That was in the series as well. Very well done. I thought the whole trail or the journey of these two over the wastelands was very, very cool and very well done. And the character development and relationship between Joel and Ellie was very well done as well. So the cons, as I mentioned, season or episode 3, I think it was a little bit out of place. But again, it was quite a good episode. And they probably could have done maybe one more episode as well. But it's not uncommon for shows these days to only have between 8 and 10 episodes. A lot of them do about 8, so it's pretty normal these days. So the verdict, I will give this my number one rating because it was awesome to see a game that I love come up on the screen. As I mentioned earlier, I have played part 2 only half of, and there was a very controversial moment at the start of that second game. I'm not going to go into spoilers here. All I can say is that hopefully the screen adaptation won't put that in too early, maybe a couple of seasons into it. So thank you for tuning in to my review for The Last of Us. Be sure to check it out, HBO show. And two other things. One, my TikTok page, which you can see here for DMR, it's getting some very, very good traction on it at the moment. Plenty of new followers and also plenty of banter and discussions around movie scenes and characters that I love, getting some very good amount of people commenting there. So make sure you subscribe. I am putting these reviews up on TikTok despite them being quite long for a TikTok video. And also, we are in the process of putting together an exclusive interview with a very well-known Hollywood director. We were approached by a PR company recently, so we're just getting that together at the moment. So hopefully that will take place towards the end of this month. So very excited about that one. So thank you for tuning in to DMR as always. And leaders on the Menji. So there you have it. The season 1 review for The Last of Us. Awesome show. Be sure to check it out. HBO special starring Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey. Very, very good. As always, thank you for tuning back in to DMR. Much appreciated. Be sure to check out my TikTok page as well. Plenty of activity happening over there. Cheers.